Unfortunately, this morning, you've got to put up with my dulcet tones throughout the whole of this morning. Because, as I say, I've been quite busy, and unfortunately, as Nicola quite pointed out, I should have been more on the game and should have been ringing people up saying, would you like to do the reading? Would you like to do the prayers of intercession? But sometimes when you're just zoned in, you just tend to forget about those sort of things. So apologies about that. So unfortunately, you're going to have to put up with my voice this morning. So anyway, let's just pray. Father, we give thanks that you are here this morning, and we just praise and worship you. And Lord, we thank you for your Son that died on the cross for us. And Lord, bring your word this morning, and may it be a blessing upon those here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So hopefully you've all had a good summer. All had a good summer? Yeah, despite the strange weather. I mean, the weather was a bit odd, wasn't it? I mean, 1 minute sun was out, then it threw it down with rain, then it's been grey skies, and grey skies once again this morning, which is not exactly perfect, is it? I mean, obviously trying to plan for anything, like going outdoors or barbecues and stuff like that, it's been a complete, it's not been very good, has it, perfectly honest. And obviously UK holidays. I don't know about you, but it's amazing. Leading up to that time in July, the weather is lovely, isn't it? And suddenly the kids' holidays, boom, it changes. I don't know what it is. These big clouds come in and it suddenly starts to rain. But wet holidays is something that myself and Nicola and my children are quite used to be perfectly honest. And we used to spend a lot of our time down away in the caravan down at West Bay, which used to be really good. So we used to pack up and go down there. And many a day is spent looking at the rain coming down and hearing the pattering of the rain on the caravan, which is actually quite comforting. Those that have gone in caravans or tents, anybody been in a tent, when it starts to rain, you actually quite enjoy that sound. It's quite a comforting sound. But what the good thing about that starts to happen, you suddenly realise that you get together again, don't you? You get together and you start to play games and you start to learn about stuff between each other. And obviously, eating is one of the biggest things as well. Just like to say that I didn't get into my suit for the wedding. I had to buy a different suit. Those that can remember about me eating bread and stuff like that. But the general interaction between you and your family, especially your children, learning more about them. They're learning about you as parents, or you're learning about them as children. And playing some fantastic games like Risk. Anybody's ever played Risk? Yeah, Risk is quite a good game, isn't it? Connect Four, things like that. And Uno is one of the best, especially Electronic Uno. If you ever get Electronic Uno, that's a game you've got to play because it's absolutely fantastic. Six of you join in and it's a random sort of game. But, you know, just learning about each other, trying to find out about stuff. But obviously, before I had children, one of my loves, I suppose you could put it, was I was an avid motorcyclist. And not only did I enjoy riding motorcycles, I also enjoyed watching them on the TV as well. I don't know those that avid motorcyclists here or used to ride motorbikes when they were younger, or perhaps even riding them now. Anybody riding them? Or yeah, Marcus, great, a few people are out, which is great. And one of the things I used to enjoy watching was the racing on TV. Anybody know what the MotoGP is? Yeah, it's basically the Formula One version of motorcycles. And I'd never had a chance to go and watch it live. So I thought, oh, it'd be quite nice to go and watch it live. And to my surprise, Adam kindly bought me a ticket to go and watch it in Silverstone the other weekend. That's why I wasn't here the other weekend. So we shot up there, went up there, packed up, went, unpacked, got in our tent. It was all right on the Friday, threw it down with rain on the Saturday. But we managed to just wear our wet weather gear and we were absolutely fine. On the Sunday, the weather was good again, thankfully. What I'm trying to get to here is actually, I'd never seen the motorcycling live. If you ever watch it on TV, you don't really get the impression of how good these riders actually are. But they're absolutely amazing when you actually get to see them live. The speed they actually travel at, over 210 miles an hour on one of the straights, and that is absolutely mind-blowing. And then they're braking to come into tight corners. And if you're used to riding a motorcycle, they get their knee on the ground and they get their elbow on the ground when they're going around a corner. And all they're riding on is a tiny piece of tyre that's about an inch and a half, and that's all they're leaning on, and they're relying on that tyre. What I'm trying to get to here is basically the fact is that they have an amazing talent. They have amazing talent to be on that motorcycle, to control it. And they have an amazing team around them as well. Because they have to have that gift and they have to have that talent to be able to do what they do. And it's a testament to the rider and the machine to what they actually do. And in my eyes, the ultimate goal between both the team and the rider is to become the world champion. In my eyes, what a great idea, what a great calling. Yeah. But you know what? God has called all of us by name and has a plan for each one of us. But perhaps we lose sight of our calling, or maybe we don't feel we have a calling and we're waiting for that light bulb moment. We have a team already around us with different gifts and talents, but as a body, we are strong and must help each other. In Romans it said, "For God's gift and his call are irrevocable." Perhaps we feel we have missed the mark, or his call is irrevocable. In other words, not able to be changed, reversed, or recovered. In other words, it's final. Each of us has gifts, talents, and need to seek God to reveal those to us. In James, it says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows." But how do I identify those gifts or talents? Actually, it can be hard to see it in yourself, but others will. God may be whispering to you about something, but we ignore it to begin with. But it's something that never seems to diminish. We are correct, however, in questioning, as we need to ensure it's not the enemy trying to send us off track. We need to pray with someone you trust, or ask God to prompt others to tell you. Do you know what? That does work. It's then down to us to step out in faith and follow that calling. David, our minister, would have had a calling. And those that remember David Tisdall as well, he had a calling to go into ministry. What is it about Davids? You know, do we have any more Davids in the room? No, that's good then. With prayer and encouragement from others and God, they found the strength to follow that calling. But don't fear, though. We are not all called to be ministers. We have great gifts, talents. Some are musicians. Some are great cooks. And we're very good at cake, aren't we? We are very good at hospitality when it comes to our breakfasts, our home groups, our barbecues. We have some great listeners. We are great at prayer. And we have great administrators when it comes to money. We have great media team. We have a great sound desk team. Hopefully we have some that can preach. In 1 Peter, it mentions, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in all its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." The Lord sees so many talents and gifts in our congregation. The other week I spoke about the bread of life and that we all need to be full on Jesus. This morning, we have the opportunity to ask, listen, to search for the calling that God has placed on us. For we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now I'm going to do the reading now, and it comes from 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 31. It's quite a long reading, so please bear with me. "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to teach one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. Just as a body, though, one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jew or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they're all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker and indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices in it with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire these greater gifts. Amen. God add a blessing to that reading. So, there is a diversity in our body, and each of us has a calling. The Lord wants to encourage you this morning to be what God intended you to be. If you know of a specific time that things seem to stop, then go back to that point and ask God to reveal what action you need to take. Look at Paul. Paul hated Christians, persecuted them, and tried to destroy the church. And he was there at the stoning of Stephen. But God had plans for him. Had Paul known what was to happen on the Damascus Road, Paul might have taken a different route. God already had a purpose for Paul, and he will do whatever it takes to fulfill that plan for you also. God is gracious and abound in love, and only wants the best for you. In the reading, we read about gifts of the Spirit and how we are encouraged to desire these gifts. But you know, you have a talent and a gift that God has placed on you. And as I've already said, He wants the best for you. Whilst I was preparing this morning, the Lord wanted to have some time with us. He wants to talk to each of us. And I want you to listen to this prayer. Now, you can either bow your heads and listen, or you can just sit and just listen to the words of it. But it's just a lovely prayer. It says this: Lord, I pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon everyone here and those listening today, and anoint everyone for all that you have called them to be and do. Lord, you have said, let each one remain with God in the state in which he was called. May it be for everyone according to your word, that they will never stray from what you have called them to be and do, or try something that they are not. Deliver everyone from any evil plan of the devil to rob them of life, to steal away their uniqueness and giftedness, to compromise the path you've called them to walk, or to destroy the person you created them to be. May everyone not be a follower of anyone but you, but may they be leaders of people into your kingdom. Help them to grow into complete understanding of their authority in Jesus, while retaining a submissive and humble spirit. May the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, grow in everyone daily. May everyone find their identity in you, view themselves as your instrument, and know that they are complete in you. Give everyone a vision for their lives when setting goals for the future, and a sense of purpose about what you have called them to do. Help everyone to see themselves as you do, from their future and not from their past. May everyone be convinced that your thoughts towards them are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give everyone a future and a hope. Teach everyone to look to you as a hope for the future. May everyone understand it is you who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. May everyone be committed to being who you created them to be, to enable them to grow daily in confidence and Holy Spirit boldness. Amen. I'm aware, obviously, that myself and others have preached on this before. But it was on my heart that people here in our congregation that aren't yet aware of their gifts or aren't sure how to progress the calling or gifts that they have. As I mentioned at the beginning about the MotoGP riders, they all had a talent, but they need a team around them to encourage them and to help them. You have a team around you. You have a team of elders. We have a minister. Or go to someone you trust who can help and guide you to fulfill the calling that God has placed in your heart. Amen. Just going to close with a piece of scripture from 1 Peter. It is 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into this wonderful light. So, my encouragement to you this morning is, go and be what God intended you to be. Amen.